Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So like the men, the second of back-to-back road games here down the stretch for Terry Moore and IU women tonight at the Pinnacle Bank Arena out in Lincoln, Nebraska to hopefully complete the sweep over the Huskers. The Hoosiers had their five-game winning streak snap last out Sunday in Iowa City. That said, well, even more resolved to get things back in the win column. One key tonight could be the inside play of Jen Anderson at both ends of the court, who, despite the loss on Sunday, recorded her first double-double of the year.
This is a group that, I've said all along, there's no quit in them, and they always think that there's a chance. They've proven time and time again that, even when it looks like you're not going to be able to, pull off a victory, they figure it out down the stretch, and they play together. They have a tremendous amount of chemistry. They have a tremendous amount of confidence in each other. There's no question that, Jen Anderson is, and we've been playing more zone, Joe, than I ever have in my coaching career. She is, she covers that middle of that zone in the back, and she's really good. And it seems like she rises to the occasion when, she's playing against five players in the Big Ten that are probably more productive offensively than she is. I think a Shepherd at Nebraska, White at Illinois. I mean, Jen just kind of, like I said, she rises to the level of the kid that she's playing, and really it's a challenge to her.
Well, making her 23rd straight start tonight, Jen Anderson for Terry Moore, and the women will return home Saturday at 4 against Penn State to hopefully close out the home record with its 14th straight victory. But first things first, and the hopeful bounce back as the women look to stay in the hunt for that fourth place finish in the league. In the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, after guiding the women to its second-place finish up in Ann Arbor last weekend, Ray loses men in West Lafayette the rest of this week, trying to bring home the school's 25th conference championship. Action opening up later tonight, running through Saturday night. And, well, like last week when the women chased Michigan to the very end, the maize in blue, a possible roadblock for the 8th-ranked Hoosier fellas. But things go well, one that they can bust through.
Well, we're going to have to be real, real sharp. Scored a ton of points with every one of the 23 swimmers we brought here. We brought two divers, two of our best young men, Michael Hickson and James Conner. They're down in Rio right now, and they both ended up qualifying for the qualifying their countries to be able to compete in the Olympic Games. So we'll be without them here. I like what we've got here. We're much improved over last year, yet still youthful. We'll only be graduating one significant senior, Tanner Kurz, he's captain. So I feel pretty good about our chance.
How has he improved this winter, Ray?
Gosh, he's been a horse.
Yeah.
The weight coaches tell me he's one of the strongest guys that we've got at IU. The strongest guy on the swimming team, that's for sure. Great leader. He's won so many big races for us this year. And I think Blake Peroni's going to have a great meet. Max Irwin, local young man from Bloomington North. He's had a great season. Ian Finnerty, after starting off the year, he's Bloomington South, after starting off the year with three cracked ribs, he's come on real, real strong. So I'd say those young men should be pretty good. And I think our relays will all be very strong.
That's IU men's swim coach Ray Luz with a tale of the tape, if you will. You men, by the way, finished third a year ago. In the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.